Tommy. Ooh, man. Oh, I can be it early morning,
late afternoon,
with a sports buzz.
We're here for you.
Hit it, Bob.
Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah.
Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome to shake, the shake, sports shake. Buzz. We got Parks in what, Florida?
Florida, down there in the warm weather.
We got Hall of Famer Bob Hinkson's waiting for you to call. 603-843-8623. Thanks for the help, Bob.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
Isn't that something that in today's world, we got all contacts. You want to call somebody, go to a contact, boom, boom, boom. Ask them what their number is. I don't know. Not like back in the day when you had a telephone book and you knew all the numbers, but in today's world,
yep.
No.
Yeah, it's,
try to look somebody up that you know their name and where they live, but you don't know their number.
Exactly. Right. That's the drawback, Tobin, of just cell phones today. Like, I had a friend, hadn't seen in a long time, he stopped into Windsor, and he didn't know where we lived. Well, if you could call information, you could get a phone number and call us, you know? And I felt bad that I missed him.
He said,
I couldn't, you know, we don't have a landline. We just have cell phones, my wife and I, and that's the drawback of them.
I think if you try to look up somebody on the white pages, even on the internet, they charge you.
You're right. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, I had someone the other day say to me, they wanted to get a hold of my wife, and they go, what's your wife's number? I go, wait a minute, because I just go to my phone, Candy, and call her, you know? And I had to think for a bit, you know?
You never use it.
Because you don't use it, exactly.
You text it?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't remember it. Yeah. It's that easy.
It's that easy. Same with you.
Mean. Yeah.
Same with you. I couldn't tell your number on a bet, because I just have to go to my phone, Woody, boom, you know?
And if you're a friend, it comes up who's texting or who's calling.
Exactly. So, yeah, I numbers.
And if you get a call and it isn't one of your friends, boy, I ain't getting that.
Let it go to voicemail. That's what I do. If I don't recognize it, I'm sorry, you know. So it's a big difference. You're right. Yeah, of trying to.
Yeah.
Do it, but
We got a lot going on, Bob.
We
got the NCAA's, men's, women's.
Yep.
We got major leagues going on.
Yep. We're
we got earthquakes happening.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the playoffs for the NBA and the NHL.
They're getting set. I mean, the Celtics have got it all set up for them.
Yeah, they've...
Now all they got to do is provide.
But what have you said from the beginning? It needs to be a championship.
Yeah.
Right, with them?
Not in it and lose it.
No.
We need to win it.
Right.
Outright win it.
It's all set up for them, right? They got the players that they felt they needed. Everybody's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Right now. And, it's set up for them. They're going to be the number one seed. So they're going to have home court advantage.
Through.
Yeah, and they just need to deliver.
Yeah.
And like you said many, many times, if Tatum wants to be...
The man.
As a superstar, really looked at, then he's got to do it in the big games. He's got to show up and take the big shots and deliver. You know, that's his whole deal.
I was surprised that the Warriors are fighting to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they've had a lot of, you know, they've had some guys hurt, and the Draymond Green thing hasn't helped them any.
Right.
I don't think, you know.
He definitely hurts them because he can play some ball.
Oh, he can. He can, you know.
But what he's had, he's almost needed to be kicked out.
Yeah.
Delivering elbows like he does.
Yeah.
And then giving it, what do I do? You know what? It's hard to get away with anything with all the replays going on.
Oh, yeah. So, they've been – but they were kind of – still, I would hate for the Celtics to play them in a series because they struggle with
the Warriors.
They do. I wouldn't be resting easy on that at all, you know, if they play. But I think the Celtics have really, really got to deliver this year.
I mean, there's no ifs, ands, what about it. They got the team.
They do.
They just need to deliver.
And if somebody plays a little dirty and you're the best team, you can't use that as an excuse.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. You got to man up and get it done. So I'm hoping, and I think the Bruins are in the, kind of the same position of sense. Remember, they had the best record ever last year and went in there and got knocked off right away. And I think for them, a little bit of payback, and they've got to go. Their record's not quite as good this year, but they got to go in and go deep in the playoffs too, you know, or this is not going to be a successful season for them. So, but back to right on the docket here is basketball. What's your thoughts on the women's championship? What are you thinking?
I think you got the two teams that you've wanted to get there.
Yep.
How they got there, I ain't so sure about that. But they're there.
Yep.
And if you don't think money has a part to play in this, it's got a lot to do with it.
Well, certainly that illegal pick call with 3.9 seconds last night in that UConn-Iowa game.
I didn't see the girl move out. I didn't see the girl. I mean, you don't have to go down, but it wasn't like it was such a pick that it just blew her off her feet.
Yeah.
To end the game?
On that
note?
Yeah.
No.
So that was a tough one. I really kind of questioned that call. But I'm thinking that South Carolina, I would love to see
Iowa win it just to put that on her belt.
On her belt.
She's got every other title in college basketball, men's, women's.
Yep, she does.
But she hasn't got that.
The championship.
Championship.
So I would like to, but I just think South Carolina
is too much.
That big girl for them is tough inside. She is strong, and I don't see them handling her inside. I don't think Solky is
anywhere near the ball player
for inside. And if they go inside to that big girl, I think it's going to be tough. And Dawn Staley's a heck of a coach. They play defense really, really well, and I think South Carolina will win that. That's my. If I had to put money down, you talk money, I would put it on South Carolina.
Let's just talk about the game, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily have to be Iowa game or whatever. I get so frustrated with the way women play because. Number one, they come down the court, wide open, girl in back of them. They got the layup, but they always go for the layup on the first attempt. Who is going to pull a shoot and let that back girl run over the top of them and put the ball in for a three-point play? When are they going to pump fake? Last night, I'll tell you what. Gino had a game plan, and he locked it down. Clark only had 7 points in the first half.
Mm.
Had her locked down. Where is the coaching to come over and throw a pick and roll her open for a few jump shots to get her going? I know she had a couple jump shots, but it was always with somebody in her face. She could not get going. Why can't I bring it to the huddle and say, look, we're going to run a triple screen, roll that around, you're going to be wide open, hammer it. Whether it's a three or not, you got to get her going with picks.
Mm.
'Cause she is being covered
really well
all night.
Yep.
That's her, Gino's plan. You're going to be on her. You never leave her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing it.
Yep, for sure.
And they never, you watch Clark come down, she'll lay one or two picks, and these other girls roll out around, they get their play going, blah, blah, blah. But you never saw any other girl come up and throw a pick to get Clark open.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I mean, she had, and there were several times down the court where she never touched the ball on offense either, which, in my mind, she's got to have her hands on that ball because she leads the nation in assists.
Right.
As well as scoring. You know?
I mean, Clark is one heck of a ball player.
Mm-hmm. Without question.
Without a question. I'm not even questioning that. But she's too good right now. Meaning, last night, it was like a minute 20 seconds left on the clock, okay? She rolled out around her person, headed to the basket, and there was a girl open, and she dished the ball. She threw it into the 10th row of the bleachers. Didn't even hit the backboard. And this has been going on the whole game. With a minute 20 seconds to go, could Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all them guys, when they went to the hoop, did they get fouled? And went to the free throw, right?
Right, right.
So,
they were going to take the ball to the hoop.
Right.
For sure.
Why is she dishing the ball right there at that time? Yeah. Where no one in her face. That's being over whatever you want to call it.
Unselfish, yeah.
Take it to the hoop. This is the Clark show now. With a minute 20 to go, you want to pull your team into the championship. You take over. This is your game now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give the ball up. Because when she gave that ball up, all this other stuff happened. Because the ball went to them. They threw it 20 rows deep. They couldn't get the ball out. They're passing it to the other team. And it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You take the ball and you bring the game home.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's in coaching.
Yeah, I hear you.
We got to go to a quick break.
603-843-8623. Give us a call.
Bam!
Guys, the computer froze, so you guys are back on now.
On. Okay, thanks, Tobin.
Yep.
Why are you doing this to us, Tobin?
Hey, this computer has been freezing up on me, and I've been getting to come back just in time to get you guys back on.
Well, good job.
You're a good man. You're earning your money today, buddy. I'm going to recommend a raise for sure, but thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. You got the Hall of Famer hanging in here. You got Rich down in the sunny Florida hitting a little white ball.
He might be taking a nap. Would he?
He
hasn't called us.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's catching a late night in, so. But
probably he don't want to call us. He gave us a text last night. Sorry, boys, you got to do a 3-hour show.
Yeah, 3 hours, yeah.
Oh, really? Change your plans.
We can handle it, yeah.
I guess we're going to have breakfast early.
That's right. Hope they leave some bacon for us, you know.
They did. They do a great job here.
They do an amazing job. This is a great hotel, super, super clean. You see a ton of the sports teams.
Oh,
come
yeah.
Here.
Water sport teams here. Yeah. They take care of you here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a good. We're kind of hoping we'd run into our buddy Hutch, who manages the buildings here, about what happened.
Who is it?
Jake.
Jake Woodward.
Hey, Jake.
going on.
You're thrilled to be on, aren't you, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Wicked.
So Jake Woodward works with Liberty Power right here in Lebanon. He's had quite a couple weeks here with these storms rolling through. So, Jake, just walk us through, like, you got these storms coming, you know they're going to hit, and what goes on. Like, where did you finish up, you know, yesterday? Were you down in Salem or something?
Nah, we didn't. We had a handful of calls up here. We weren't crazy busy. We were enough for a couple of days, but yeah, Salem got hit pretty good. They had like 10 to 15 broken poles down there.
Oh, wow.
But we have to take care of our district before we go down there. They did send guys yesterday.
Was that high winds down there, Jake? Did they have really high winds in Salem?
Yeah, down near the coast, yeah, they have higher winds. Wind gusts, and the ground's so soft right now, everything just tips over, you know.
Wow.
Was that sticky snow hanging to the trees down there more?
I'm not sure down there. I think they got more rain than just wind. And up here, we got, you know, we got a good amount of snow. It stuck, but it cleared off the trees pretty quick, though.
It did. It seemed like, you know, I'm up on Eastman Hill and I'm looking at the trees and I just don't see that heaviness laying down over them. I don't know where it went, but, you know, we got hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was just too much moisture in it, and it rained for a little bit, and that helps clear it off, you know, turns it back to a liquid and clears them up. Yeah.
So where was all the work around here? Like, I see... Like, I guess in the paper or on Facebook, it was a little bit out in Canaan. It took out a few poles.
Yeah, the Canaan-Enfield area got hit pretty good. That's where we first started. I ended up working a night shift. That's come in at 11 p.m., and then you work till 3 p.m. the next day. So, but they put us on shifts.
Right.
You know, they split us up half and half. Half of us work daytime, which is 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then they'll have, I don't know, either one or two crews work 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
So how's that at night, Jake?
All day, all night.
Yeah. How's that at night, Jake, with the lights? You have pretty good lighting so you can work easily? Or?
Yeah, we got headlamps, and all the trucks are outfitted with... you know, lights rigged onto them. There's plenty of lighting. And we also have, like, tripod stands. I think they're Milwaukee brand.
Okay.
But you can set those up. Those are more used for, like, underground and digging and stuff. But if you need them, we got plenty of lights, yeah.
Okay.
So what was the worst storm, Jake? Was it this one or the 30 inches of snow?
This was worse for us just because of the... You know, that 30, and you get 30 inches of snow, but it's so light. You know, I mean, it doesn't, the weight's not there to start breaking stuff. The only thing that got us with that 30 inches, it did turn to, like, ice and, you know, more wet, heavy stuff, which causes problems.
So, like, out in Canaan and stuff, I know temperature plays a big role in what you do, you know, like... I was glad to see it, that when we were having that rain, I know it takes a special temperature, so when that rain hits, it builds up on the trees and makes them ice and bends over, and that's when you come into play a lot, because you got a lot of power outages. We didn't see any of that around the Lebanon area. It was hail, snow with a little bit of rain at the time. It never hit that temperature, but did it out in Canaan in that area?
No, that was just basically, and like you said, you know, a couple of degrees makes a big difference when it comes to that. So, you know, you could have, I don't know, 34, 32 degrees around here, you'll have some heavy wet stuff. But out in Canaan, I mean, if it's sitting at that right temperature where it's rain and, you know, kind of on the borderline of being rain, but not freezing. but it clings to the trees and just builds. And but Canaan, you know, that's a pretty woodsy area. You know, a lot of trees.
I think the biggest problem that we're having right now is with the wind. That the ground is incredibly, I've never seen it so muddy right now. I mean, the snow melts and you got standing water. So everything is so muddy that these big trees, they just blow over with a little bit of wind.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I mean, you get all this snow and then it melts and the ground's so soft right now, any sort of, you know, wind gusts will come through, it'll create problems.
That night shift you're working isn't too bad if striper fishing would get around here, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what he's thinking, Jake. Up,
you could go in and take a nap, and I could get out there and catch the fish.
Yeah. Ain't hard to just lose sleep fishing.
No. Right.
So, Jake, what's your advice to someone that comes along a back road and, you know, wires have been either stretched out or they're right down and they're on the road and they think, well, the power company hasn't got here yet. I've got rubber tires on my vehicle. I can drive right across that line.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that.
No, exactly. But you know, I know some... people that think that
any downline that somebody comes across, you know, they should just stay away from.
Yep.
You know,
okay.
Make a call.
Yep.
I mean, if you can go the extra mile, you know, keep your distance from it, but help warn people that might be trying to do that. You know, drive. Okay. Oh, I got rubber tires. You know, just stay away is the biggest thing.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear it from an expert. That's what I wanted people out there. To listen to hear that because I would be the same way. I would make a phone call. I'm not driving across it, but I've heard some people say, yeah, you could drive across it with rubber tires, you know.
But, Jake, I remember, I think it was up on Hardy Hill, a dump truck backed into a line.
Yeah.
And explain what happens there. The guy is okay, but he can't step on the ground? Is that what it is? He get in trouble?
Yeah, so it's a difference of potential. So if he stays in his car, he's got that line on his car, he's in the same potential technically with that hour line until he tries to get out. And they call it step potential because, you know, one of your feet, they tell you to, you know, slide your feet or hop. So you don't create two different potentials between your legs.
So if you had a line come down on your car and you were all right, do not get out.
No, best thing to do is stay there and make a call.
Yeah, because you don't want to put a foot on the ground because you get two different connections or whatever, and that's what gets you?
Right. So it's always trying to go to ground. You know what I mean? So if you have one leg in the car and then your other leg is stepping out, it's going to try that other leg, and now you got a difference of potential, and it's going to, you know, do damage there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if something did happen and come down and you were all right, stay in. Don't get out. Don't try to get out because you're making a different connection and that leg
and
might not do
say,
well.
You know, that's easy to say on the phone, but, I mean, you know, extreme cases, you know, there's a fire going, you got to get away.
Right.
You know what I mean? The best thing to do is land on the ground, same feet, and shuffle away. Or some people recommend to hop, you know, but as long as your body stays in that same potential.
Yeah.
Until you're far enough away.
Well, Jake, we just wanted to say, you know, we appreciate all the work you guys do. I know you're chasing the storms and we're kind of hiding away, and we appreciate all the work you do for us around the Upper Valley and out where you go. And we just wanted to put a thanks out to you.
Yep. Thank you, Jake.
Yep, no worries. What we signed up to do.
Sorry.
Stop being professional. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
All right, Jake. Thanks for the call.
603-843-8623.
Bam! Hey, welcome back to the Sports Bus. You got the Hall of Famer sitting in, and Rich playing a little golf, and that was Jake Woodward. It was just on the phone with us. They've had a lot of power outages, you know, with these big storms and everything. He did a great job with it. I mean,
he did, and I took.
I remember doing interviews, Bob, and I didn't. I don't think I sounded that good. It was, you do this, you know, you said the same word over and over, but very knowledgeable on what he does.
And I learned a big thing, that if you're in a vehicle, wire comes down across your vehicle, not just to open the door and put one foot on the ground.
Right.
That's when you're in trouble. So that's, I think everybody should pay heed to that. So
you never know when that might come in handy.
Exactly. You're traveling a back road and something happens. So, he did a great job and very, very knowledgeable, obviously, of what he's talking about. So, we are thankful for those guys to get out, because we all know it's not much fun, cold, cold weather, being without power.
Right.
You know, and if you've got someone at home that's elderly and they may need an oxygen machine or, you know, something like that, they need power. And not everybody can either afford to have a generator or has a generator. You know?
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't tolerable, meaning, why isn't my power on? Okay? And they just bitch out these guys.
Mm.
You run into them now and again, whatever, you know. And what people don't understand is when you got power outages like this, okay, you don't go over, you know, unless it's a special case or something like that. If I can go turn on this line and it lights up 250,000 people, which it could, or I go turn this line on, which is only going to turn one house on, what are you going to do?
The first one, of course.
Exactly. Now you're pissed because you didn't get yours turned on first. Well, sometimes there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. It's like any customer service job. You're not going to do something to piss everybody off. You're going to do the best you can.
Right. And we have lines like in our town for the hospital. Well, you don't want the hospital on their auxiliary power if you can help it. So you're going to get them fixed first. I mean, because you've got sick people in there, you know. So, no, I'm with you.
I mean, I know my father did it for 50 years.
Yeah.
Head lineman,
yeah.
You know. And he always, you know, he'd say, oh, them people brought us out a coffee and maybe a little treat, he'd say, you know. And you don't think much of that. But, you know, at the time when you've been out there in 0 degrees or 10 degrees or whatever it is, pounding for, you know, these guys go for 13, 16 hours straight.
Oh, yeah.
When you're complaining about having to work 8.
Exactly.
And they're in the worst conditions while you're sitting in your house and they're out there, trees falling everywhere. You know, a little brownie of coffee could help out here a little bit.
No, absolutely. You know, just I've always said it's the little things that make a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, and just a thank you. You know, when they get done on your property, hey, guys, we really appreciate what you did. Thank you very much. You know, that goes a long way with these guys.
I had to laugh there. I had the story there. We had a tree come down on Eastman Hill, and it cleared the line right out. And I don't even know if it broke the line. But it was right down across the road, had the lines down. And I knew all these guys coming up. I met some of the people Jake works for. They were all great guys, you know. And I walked up, I had a pair of gloves, and a guy, Marty Morgan, was up there, and he was the first one. I've known Marty forever. Said, Marty, can I give you a hand? He says, yeah, throw this brush off the side of the road. You know, clear this brush as I cut it. More guys are coming, but until then, whatever. So I cleared all the brush. I said, and all the other guys showed up. And I said, Marty, why do I get all the crap work? He says, you're not union. You keep going. They all laughed.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it was good to work with these guys. You know, it was one time, but...
And they appreciated it.
Of course they do.
You know? I mean, they...
You know, it's quicker in and out for them.
Yep.
You know? And it's nothing.
No.
You know, it's good to hack
around. It's quicker for your power to come on, too.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I've told people for a million years that listen to this show, I said, you know, about Rich and Woody, and I said, thing I'm going to tell you most about both of those guys, they would give you the shirt off their back. That's the type of guys they are. They're down to earth, you know, solid people, and that's what you guys are.
Well, it isn't you guys, Bob. It's you too, you know. Yeah. And I mean, that is the way the valley is.
It's true. It is.
And then we've said it over and over. When something comes up and something needs to be done, you want to be in the valley.
People step up.
Because people are going to step up and help you here in the valley. There's a number of people. You could go on forever. Yeah.
This is very true. You're right.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. We all have a hand in it, and we all get it done.
Mm.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, and you wish more worldwide and countrywide that would happen, you know? And I know it happens in a lot of small things. Like last week, for instance, this is a small thing, but when Purdue won and Gene Katie, who was a longtime coach there, he's 87 years old, and I was watching the end of the game. Candy was getting something ready for dinner, and they cut the net down.
Yeah.
And Edie walked over and gave him a piece of the net. Well, you thought he gave him $1 million. You know, he's just there watching. He's the old-time coach. He's really hobbling around. He's 87 years old. And he went over, and I thought, and he made a point of, you know, making it happen for him. And I thought, what a great gesture, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so,
and I think that stuff happens every day, but the news, whether it's sports or otherwise, you know, they focus on the negative so much that people overlook when somebody does that little hand.
Yep,
right.
Very true.
No, I agree.
Very true, Tobin. I couldn't agree with you more. And I saw the thing too on TV where this lady was there and she had a flat tire and a police officer stopped and changed her tire for her.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't get, you're right, Tobin, that doesn't get publicized.
That don't make
much.
The news.
That, you know, you just saw that, someone had a thing of it on Facebook, you know, and she was so appreciative. She's an older woman. She'd never changed a tire in her life, and he stopped and changed her tire and wished her well, you know, and no big
That's
deal.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that happens in Lebanon.
Yeah.
That happens here, but you hear the negative on them.
Yeah, yeah, that police officers...
Yeah.
You know, what they do something even close to not what people think, and that is publicized, you're right. But the guys that do that or give someone a ride home if their car's broke down or, you know, whatever.
It's the little things that travel
a long
way.
Yeah, you're not recording yourself when you do stuff like that. You just do it because it's the right thing.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so it's, no, it's always good to see those. I call them the... You know, feel-good moments, you know. Remember the time, you might have been on the team then, at the time when that kid got hit in the face or down at Fenway Park and Jim Rice grabbed the kid and hauled him through to get to medical aid, you know? I mean, nobody told him to do that or whatever. He just saw that little
kid. He needed to be done, and we couldn't wait.
Scooped the kid up, and off he went, you know? And,
yeah.
Those are people that
saved him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You
know, every minute counts in those situations. So that's the stuff that, you know, you like to see. So the men's games, Woody, we got them this afternoon or this evening.
Yeah.
We got the first one is going to be Purdue and North Carolina State. So we got Mr. Burns against Mr. Edey. And I know we're going to go to a break here, so we'll talk about it when we come back.
When we come back.
When we come back.
Bam!
Yep. Connor Holton. Then I can just call him up. Hey, Holton. Yeah. Grab his snowball, baby. You can go. Oh, Joe Girardi. Look at his daughter's playing. Right there. What is it? Joe Girardi. Oh, did you show him? His daughter playing.
I set it up.
Yep, right there.
That's me in the corner.
Well, go drive and play for me. Yeah.
That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion. Trying to keep up.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. You got the Hall of Famer waiting for you to call, and Rich is out playing a little golf.
We haven't heard from him, so maybe he's either in bed still or he's out hitting the ball.
So we've had a, I don't know if it was another good week of syrup.
I bet it was,
you know, and,
cold nights.
And where we're at, you know, with the syrup and everything, I got to imagine it's coming down to the end after this week. I mean, you look at this week, and the temperatures are still down a little bit with warm, warm days, but then the night temperatures are getting up a little bit, and these trees are just waiting to blossom right now.
Yeah, a couple of days of 60s. And
yeah. So, you know, Matt or Cliffy or somebody, give us a call. Let us know where we're at.
Well, it's going to be down 25 tonight.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
And going up to what tomorrow?
And going up to 49
there
tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a sugaring day right there.
And then 25 Sunday night, but it's going up to 60 on Monday. And then the nights start coming up into the higher of 30s.
Yeah.
Through Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then Thursday night, it's going to be 49. So it's that's going to about end it, I would think.
Yeah. You would think.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that the week after next, wow, after this nice week here, we got another Canada cold front dropping down, and here's another 2 feet of snow.
Please don't.
Please don't say that, okay?
Yeah, please don't say that.
I mean, we find ways around here to get through it, but enough is enough.
Yeah, like you said the other last storm, uncle.
Uncle. Yeah.
Okay, so I lost my train of thought. We were talking before the break about Tobin, just before the break. And I said, we'll talk about it more when we come back.
Oh, we were talking about the men's and Edey and the games.
Yeah. So we got Edey against Burns.
Yeah.
Two different types of players. One big and stocky, but he's...
He can't jump.
I say, oh, right. And he's only 6'9". And you got Edey, who's 7'4", 300 pounds. He's not a wallflower. What do you think? How do you think that matchup's going to work?
I think they can match him up. I think they could beat him if they don't get into the reffing thing.
Okay.
You look at Edey, it's a foul. That's what's going to put him into trouble. They're going to run into too many fouls early, which is going to put him out of the ball game. Purdue comes out ahead, and they're going to play UConn.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
The marquee game would be UConn and Purdue.
Right.
Yeah, that's what...
And that's the way it's been rolling. I mean, you look at these referees, and it's just been awful. Tell me how many times you can pivot around, then change your pivot foot and put it in. Isn't that a travel bar?
It is a travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's gone right out the window in today's game.
I thought now you didn't even have to dribble.
It's pretty amazing. And then sometimes you'll get that little touch foul.
Yeah.
They'll let these guys bang and push and shove. Like Edie was getting pushed all around in a couple of those games. And then out on the outside, a little hand
touch.
Grab or something,
yeah.
And then it's a foul. So it is hard to figure sometimes.
I mean, then you see, like, the other night, it was the call where the girl got the hand right down across her face, a double McCulloch from the forearm to the elbow,
yep.
And the ball rolls out of bounds, and they give the other team the ball. It's like you can't figure that out.
No.
But I think what's going to happen is North Carolina State will run into too many fouls early, and it'll get out of control. But I think North Carolina could beat them if it didn't come down to that.
Okay.
We got to go to the top of the hour break.
603-843-8623.
Keep them coming.
Yep.
Bam! Whatever I do, shake, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Bus.
We're a little asleep at the wheel.
Sneaking up on us. I don't know, we were doing the show off the air.
Yeah, we were. So we got the other men's game, UConn and Alabama.
Yeah.
Does Alabama... realistically, you think have a chance to derail?
There's
UConn?
A reason we play the game. That's yes, all I can say yes, about
there,
that.
Yes, there
but
is.
But I got to believe if UConn comes in and plays their game, Alabama be done.
Yep.
And they're looking to have Connecticut and Purdue match up. Who is it?
What do you think?
Let me take a guess. The numbers, man.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Let's start it right off that's with right. A happy birthday.
Hey, you don't want us to sing it, Kevin, that's for sure.
I was going to ask if you guys were going to sing to him.
No. We'll we'll save
I've
that.
I've heard enough of that. Happy birthday, Al.
Okay. All right. So what's cooking?
Nothing.
What do you think of the Red Sox?
Well, we're going to find out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Playing the Orioles.
Yeah.
That's what Woody says.
Well, we come into the division play a little bit, and we'll see how we're setting. I mean, we were talking to John earlier, you know, how we're playing better defense and stuff. But if you want to count it up, they got 8 errors in 8 games. So that puts you at 162 errors. How's that going to play out?
Nice.
Yeah. And we really want to improve our defense.
And like you guys said, too, it'll depend on what happens with Story a little bit.
Yeah, I jammed his shoulder, Kevin. They said they're giving him an MRI today. You know, they wouldn't say whether it got popped out or whatever happened with it. And when he left, it was kind of just hanging, but he didn't have it in a sling anyway. So when he left the ballpark, that's all they had. So, so if he's out for a while, like Woody said, now you're shuffling your infield around again, and here we go like we did last year.
Yep. Pablo Cruz will have to play short, I think.
Great.
Well, he can't hit any worse than Freak Story does.
Right.
Story was starting to think, but again, look who they're playing.
Well, like Woody said, JV schedule early, other than Seattle, you know. Yeah. Seattle's a pretty good team.
You know, and you know what? People don't look at the small things. And what I'm looking at is, you know, the Red Sox are coming out of the Californias, you know. Now we come home to play in this. It takes a minute to be able to play in this. The weather.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't like it.
Right. And we'll see where that plays a factor in coming home. I mean, I'm glad they're starting on the road. I don't know why they don't schedule it like everybody playing domes on these northeastern teams and stuff. You know?
Yeah, early, yeah.
But we never have. Usually we're opening up at home with probably Baltimore when it's 34 degrees and, you know, you're just not seeing it. But who's that man hitting all the home runs now?
O'Neill.
O'Neill's got four now.
Yeah.
And he's hitting 400?
He's legit, and he can play defense.
Oh, he's a two-time Gold Glover, Kevin. So.
Yeah.
That's what they got him for.
Awesome. He was good. I saw him. I liked him when I saw him in Boston. One of the one games I went to when he was with St. Louis.
Yep.
And he's one rough boy.
Yes. Yes. So he's been hurt a little bit. Let's hope he stays away from the injury bug, too, you know?
Time for him not to be. I mean, sometimes that happens. It hurts for a couple of years, and then the next thing, they're playing all these games.
Yep.
You know,
just as
like
soon
Sale
as the Red Sox
right
trade them, then they start.
like Sale. Yeah.
You know, Sale hasn't got a win yet.
No, he's got no decisions, but he's pitched good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He isn't with a terrible team, Atlanta.
No, that's a pretty good lineup.
I mean, that's a pretty good lineup. You want to watch somebody go at it, you watch the Dodgers in Atlanta, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great rundown right there, boy. Cool. Yeah. So, what did you guys say about the basketball? Who did you guys pick, Connecticut and?
Connecticut and Purdue.
Connecticut and Purdue, and like Woody said, North Carolina State could pull it off, but he just feels that Eddie draws too many fouls, and he's going to get their big men in trouble, and then he'll go to work underneath. So.
I guess I know one thing. South Carolina, Iowa, I'm fronting. I don't know if Woody talked about it because him and I were talking about it last night. The one with the dyed reddish purple hair.
Oh,
the big girl for South Carolina.
For South Carolina, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty impressive.
Yeah, she's like every other big girl in the basketball. She can't jump a lick. Nope. I'm fronting her. They're going to have to make you go high because you know they ain't throwing it up by the rim and her dunking it. So.
Right.
And then with Eddie, I don't know.
I don't. It all depends. You know, if you get UConn, get UConn and Purdue, that's the last game. That's what they wanted. Then it can become a game. Maybe they'll let it go. But other than that, when North Carolina State comes to play them, those guys are going to get in too much foul trouble and it'll be over. It's easy.
Yeah,
they're going to put him in foul trouble. You can't even look at Eddie. And it's a foul.
Could Goldbaum put him in foul trouble? That's the question.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, that's what we don't know if that can happen. If that happens.
He runs over people. I mean, I think he has offensive fouls all the time.
Yeah. And what's going to happen is when he bumps Eddie, it's going to be a foul.
Yep. And, I always thought that, too, that they Moses Malone used to get away with murder.
Yeah.
And Edie is 300 pounds, Kevin. He's not a wallflower to bump into. No, he's a big man.
Yeah, Malone was probably about that, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. That's the first game. The second game, I don't know if I can stay up that late. I might have to DVD it and watch it in the morning when I get up early, because we'll see if I can stay up for that.
Who's that?
I made it to halftime last night, but I taped it, and then I watched the rest of it this morning. So
I don't think I watched the beginning of it.
So last night we were watching the first game, and we'd watched it for a while, and I said, hey, I'll call you when the second game comes on. That was at 9:30. I called him, let it ring 40 times, said he didn't make it.
Yeah, I was out cold.
Well, that's what it'll be with me tonight, Kevin, for sure.
Full confession, I'm a bit younger than you, and I didn't make it either.
Okay, thank you.
What's time are these games today?
So today they're at 6:09 and 8:49, so a little bit earlier.
Okay, so do the men play today?
That's the men.
That's the men.
The women's final is tomorrow at 3 or 3:30, and that's on ESPN.
And Monday, the men's come on at 9:30.
9:30 for the final for the men's, yep.
Who are the morons doing these scheduling?
Well, we talked about that, and I said, and you're talking mostly East Coast teams. I mean, Purdue's a little bit further, but you got Alabama, UConn, and NC State all right on the Eastern Seaboard, for crying out loud. You know, what are we talking here?
But, you know, it's one of the best championships in all of, well, I can't say amateur now, but college sports.
Yeah.
Between that and the Final Four of the football.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people don't watch the baseball, which I think they should, but they don't. But, and they got it on at these times. I mean, it never made sense to me.
No.
9:30 is prime time for the non-working guy.
Yeah, yeah.
They think everybody that's a sports fan lives in San Francisco.
Yeah. But 9:30 in California or whatever would be 6:30. So they're trying to make everybody happy, and they're throwing us under the bus.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
And that's what's happened, Kevin, with the World Series. How many young kids watching the World Series now when these games are all starting late? Not many. And that's why you're wondering why you're not getting baseball fans.
Yeah, they don't have any 4 o'clock games anymore.
No.
Used to be fantastic, you know.
So why don't we figure out the schedule? You want a 9:30 game. You figure out the schedule on this March Madness, and you go Saturday and Sunday. Women's play on Saturday, and the men's play on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Bam.
Why at 7? Well, the last game at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. 3 o'clock and 7. That's 4 hours in between that. And
Even during the week, that means that the folks out west are, you know, getting home and watching the second half.
Right.
Yeah, or taking the afternoon.
We're talking on the weekend now, fellas.
Yeah.
Not the work day.
Yeah.
Today it's different. They can watch it right on their phone. A lot of people watch stuff on their phone.
Whatever.
And they're working and they're watching it. So, I don't agree with what they're doing. Now, Celtics play last night. Did they?
Yeah, they won by a point. They had a 19-point lead with 6 minutes to go, and they held on and won by a point.
Yeah, good coaching again, I bet.
Oof. Yeah. Well, like I told Woody, they just scare the heck out of you. All the talent they've got, a great record. But they need to win it this year to validate their season. That's my 2 cents worth.
No, I agree, and if not.
All right. We're going to let you go.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thanks for the call again.
Take care.
Call you later.
Yep.
Later. Who is it, Tobin?
I'll have to wait to get him on the line. And we're about to go to a break, too, so I'll see if they want to wait.
Yeah, maybe tell him that we'll take him right when we come back. I think it's Rich. Maybe.
They hung up, so.
All right. Got him.
I'll bring the break, and if they call back, I'll get them on.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tobin.
Thanks for the call. Bam!
Tell me over. We're back on.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz.
And the computer's back frozen.
Okay. No worries.
Welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We're sitting here with bulletproof vests on, just waiting for Rich to call.
He's on the line.
All right. There he is. Send him through. We're ready.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I had another one of those dreams. Is that why you said that?
Yeah.
No, I had another freaking dream this week. The same, different scenario, but same outcome.
So walk us through it.
Oh, my God. So this particular dream, I was sitting in my lake house up in Vermont, which you know that I don't have.
Right, right. So that would be the lake that you go to. What's the name of it?
I don't go to any lakes in Vermont.
Oh, it isn't in Vermont where you guys all go up there and lake trout fish?
You're talking to Rich.
Yeah,
we know
I
that.
Know.
We know that.
Where's the one you took all the fish finders to and went up with?
That's up in Maine.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he was close. Maine and Vermont.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, you're in the lake house.
So I'm sitting on my my outdoor screened-in porch, and this guy knocks on the door and says, "Rich Parker?" I said, "Yeah." He comes in the house. He goes, "You remember me?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Well, I used to play Lake Maury. I used to come up here on trips with my friends from Boston, and Peter Goodrow told me you lived here." I'm like, "Yeah." And then he just starts talking like he's definitely pissed at me, this little guy, a little mobster. He had his son with him. His son's walking around the table with no shirt on. And then I'm trying to figure out if he's the guy that I pissed off when I was the starter or if I beat him in a two-man best ball back in the old days. I couldn't piece it together. And he's smoking a cigarette. And I said, "So what do you do for work?" Like jokingly, like I didn't know. And I could see him he's like just killing his cigarette. Like his fingers are going into it. And I'm like, "Oh Christ, here we go." And the next thing I know, I come walking back in the room and him and his son are both in body bags.
Oh my Lord. Wow.
My kids at Dartmouth are like, "What do you think someone's trying to kill you?" I'm like, "No." I said, I know not everybody likes me, but like, wow. They're like, "You got to go see somebody." I'm like, "They're just, no." So this is, it's just crazy, like how this, I've had two of those in 3 weeks.
Holy cow. Did it wake you up at the end there when they were in the body bags? That didn't jar you away?
Yeah. I woke up and I said, "That's 4 in 2 weeks. What the hell's going on?"
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to get on the most wanted list.
Have you been watching Hills Have Eyes and stuff?
I don't. I guess it's the shows I'm watching, like The Tourist or whatever. Yeah.
Maybe he's got a secret life. He's telling us it's a dream. But
wow,
I don't know if someone could interpret these for me. Maybe I don't want to know, but I don't know. So I wasn't going to tell you, but when you came back with a bulletproof vest and.
Well, we figured we were going to get a butt chewing because we hadn't got you on yet, so that's all. But, hey, who are you picking in the games?
Who are you picking
today? Yeah.
Purdue and Connecticut.
Okay.
What did you think? I couldn't wait for you to ask you. Yeah. How can you end a game in that call right there? For UConn and Iowa, and I couldn't see any foul there.
You don't know how? Who do you think they want in the finals?
I get it. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how. Like Connecticut, where they went to with five players hurt, what they did this year, he should get Coach of the Year. That's unbelievable.
I agree.
I think he's the best coach in women's basketball.
Caitlin Clark looked like Jason Tatum at the end of the game.
Yeah. My exact words.
It got the one-point lead, got the ball in her hand, and she's just going to stand out there and do nothing, and then they turn it over. Like, I'm just like, unbelievable. Listen, she's the best of the best. I'm not saying she's not, but that's the time where you got to shine. Just go drive the lane, dish, get fouled, something.
Parks. I was thinking of you when she had the ball with like a minute 20.
Yep.
And she's driving to the basket. And every time I dish the ball to one of my players, they throw it 20 feet up into the stands and don't hit the backboard. I'm driving to the basket now. Isn't this the Clark show? Why is she dishing? She don't want the ball.
Maybe she doesn't want to take the blame. I don't know.
Something like that. I mean,
yeah, but think about how much pressure's on her, though. Like, in the game before, 12.5 million people watched it. I mean, that was more than a World Series game.
That was unbelievable. You're right.
She's got the pressure of the world on her shoulders. Can you imagine that? Like, she's not playing in some high school basketball game here in Lebanon. Like,
I get it.
Everybody's watching.
I get it.
If you think about the call, I didn't think about the call. I watched it. I'm like, yeah, it could have been. But, you know, they want, because if Caitlin Clark's in the finals, the only people watching that final are people from South Carolina and New England because they like Connecticut. But no one else. It's going to be like, and they're going to, I hate to say it, but they're going to get crushed in the final.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is redemption. Like, this is like, they're pissed because they beat South Carolina. South Carolina's like, what, 73-1 the last two years?
Yeah.
The game they lost was Iowa last year in the semis?
Yes. Yeah. And that Cardozo, the big girl for them, she is pretty tough inside. I don't think Iowa can control her.
She's 8 inches tall and everybody on the floor. How could she not?
Well, that's it. I hear you.
Same with the guy for Purdue. I know he's going up against Pork Chops today, but Pork Chops won't be able to get around.
Woody calls him Gold Bond. That's what he calls because his thighs rub together and he goes, he needs the Gold Bond powder.
You can see in that game, Pax, that everybody's going to be in foul trouble and they'll be done in the third quarter.
Yeah, I just don't see his long reach is going to negate his wideness in that little jump hook of his. So I think that's going to play a big role in it. But
he can't jump. How's he going over 7'4"?
I think Purdue, Connecticut, but I don't know. I've been wrong more than I've been right over the years predicting games. But
there's a reason we play. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, the bus might get a flat tire on the way in, and Purdue might not make it.
Do we want to watch Alabama NC State on Monday night?
No. No, you're right.
Just saying.
No, you're right.
Like I heard Parks at that game last night, the Iowa game. Tickets for them two games were $2,000.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, what are the ticket prices going to be in the championship game? It's going to be more than the men's, regardless who plays. Yeah, and everybody's happy.
It's going to be Taylor Swift prices.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so listen, I got another story before you go to break.
Yep.
We got time, Tobin?
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, so if we get down here on Thursday night. We don't tee off yesterday till 1, so we had lunch at 11:30. So I said to the boys, all right, we'll leave it. We'll leave at 11:30. It's like a 2-minute ride to the course. I'm laying in bed like, I don't know, 10, laying on my bed. And all of a sudden, my bed starts shaking, and the room and the sink is freaking wobbling around. I'm like, holy Christ, I'm next to the laundry room? Like, it sounded like, you know when your washer goes out of warp and it starts spinning?
Yep.
And I'm like, unbelievable. Like, I'm like, I was kind of pissed. Like, I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm the laundry guy now. And I get to the van, and the kid's like, "Coach, did you feel that earthquake?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did." And then I explained the washing machine story. I didn't.
We never felt it.
Yeah, some people in our town felt it, but I never felt it. So
it was wicked. Yeah, wicked. The whole building, really, everything. Yeah.
I think a lot of people up here, once they heard about it, you know, they mentally they went, "Well, maybe I felt it."
Yeah, right. Yeah, Woody felt it. He was in the pool somewhere.
So how'd your kids play?
We're out there right now. We're out 36 yep. holes today, and this freaking it was snowing here this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's freezing down here. I'm hat, mittens. I got my hunting boots on. It's soaking wet. They got 4 inches of rain when we got all the snow.
Really? Wow.
Ball yeah. must be plugging.
Yeah, it is. They're playing preferred lies. The bunkers are brand new, so every shot in the bunker is plugging. The greens are beautiful. It's stunning, actually. But yeah, so we're out here right now, and it's a long day. It's a 10-hour round of golf, 36 holes.
And you're heading home tonight?
No, 18 tomorrow morning.
18 tomorrow.
Get home Sunday night, leave on Thursday, go to New York for 36 on Saturday. Come on Saturday night, leave Wednesday, play practice round Thursday, 18 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, season's over. That's the Ivy League Championship.
Wow.
And then the following Friday, our course opens at home.
You look out the window here, Rich, it doesn't look like, holy cow, the snow's still here for this.
I said that. We left in the storm on Thursday. Yeah. I'm like, can you imagine what we're playing golf tomorrow?
Yeah. What a crazy spring, huh?
So how did you get out there, Parks? You drive?
Yeah, I drove to Princeton. Actually, once I got past, like, down past Burniston, down, you know, just on the border of Mass, it was all wet. It wasn't bad. I like to go up through Vermont, over to Manchester when I go to Princeton just to beat the traffic, but there's just no way I could with that weather, right, Bob?
Oh, geez, no.
Yeah, so I went down the highway, and honestly, we made it in 6 hours, which is good, really.
That ain't terrible.
That's, no. All right.
Time of day. All right,
we got to go to a break, Parks. Thanks for the call. Yeah.
All right, see ya. 603-843-8623.
Let's keep them hot. Bam!
Here we go.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. 603-843-8623. So, we got a few people here we got to mention, else we wouldn't be able to come in here and let Bob talk.
There we go. All right, thanks to all these sponsors. Jake's Market, Kidder's Automotive.
They can't fix it, scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves.
Dishing them out.
Wilson Tire.
Keep rolling you along. Proud sponsor of the Deer Pool.
Richards Electric. Marsh Brothers Deli, where Rich gets all his grub. HP Roofing.
They ain't goofing, they're roofing.
Martin's Mechanical. William Smith Auctioneers. JAS Auto Body. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Field and Sons out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs. Chad Hemingway. Barden Concrete.
Laying it all over the valley.
The Hilton Garden Inn.
Where we get breakfast about every weekend.
Absolutely. They take great care of us. Lundy's Lawn Care and East Plainfield Auto. And Allen's Vending. The Hotline. Thanks to all those folks.
So we've had a little football action going on. Buffalo gives up Diggs.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. There's something in there
something we don't know
about. Disagreeing with something. And where did he go?
Houston.
Growing team.
Absolutely. With a good young quarterback.
Yeah.
And pretty good defense. Yeah, that's
team right on the edge.
Right
not
on the
saying
edge.
That's making them a Super Bowl contender, but they had a very good year.
Yeah.
Went pretty deep. And I'm not saying it's going to kill Buffalo, but
it's not going to help.
It's not helping them any.
No. But
I guess, you know, Hutch could talk about that a little more. He'd give us some insight.
So we see what they draft this year, right?
Right.
That'll be interesting what they're looking for. Of course, they're down in the pack a little bit because
right.
of their record. But, yeah, so I'm not disappointed that he's not in the Patriots division. We got to see him twice. And
right.
He's a pretty good receiver.
Oh, it helps us out a little bit this year. We'll see.
And we had another wide receiver get himself in a
little bit of
a little jam. Rashee Rice for Kansas City Chiefs. Little car accident.
Corvette and a Lamborghini running it down. He's taking all the blame, but I think there was more than him involved in this. And had a little car crash. No one to be found. They all left the scene.
Four people, they said, were seen running away.
He says he takes blame for it all. Why are you leaving the scene, Bob?
Well, obviously,
if you and I leave the scene, where do we end up?
In jail.
Of course we do.
Some adult sodas were probably involved.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. That's where we go with this.
Had to be. I'm very sure that he was afraid of getting nabbed for that.
Right.
Yep.
Why is there two wands here? If it was anybody else, we'd be gone.
Yeah, let's see what comes out of this. What happens
in this, it happened, and you heard about it on the news, but that was the last time you've heard anything about it.
Yep. Yep. Well, there'll be some money exchange probably, and
we'll get you new cop cars.
Yeah. But that was something. And said now he's saying he's taking full responsibility, so
he's stepping up, he can't drive two cars.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were other players in this.
For sure. Sure. Yep.
Who is it?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
There he is, Hutch.
What's going on?
Well, you lost one of your men this week.
Well, yeah, no, I ain't worried about Diggs leaving, man.
You weren't?
It was coming. It was
really?
Coming, man.
Well, we don't know the insight of it all.
Well, all you got to look at is, look what Houston did, man. As soon as he went there, they said, we're buying out your contract as a one-year rental. So they ended up paying them over $20 million for 1 year.
Really?
Just in case.
Wow.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
That is.
You know, right, everybody said, oh, the Bills screwed up. How the Bills? As a matter of fact, I can't stand them, but the national media is pretty much saying, the hell with Diggs. You know,
wow.
Hey, don't forget that he's been demanding the ball. Allen's been kind of like, in certain aspects, forcing the ball to him just to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, he forced a 60-yarder against Kansas City in a playoff game that probably would have won the game, and he dropped the thing. And that was right in front of me, man. I was jumping up. He was wide open, ball was perfectly thrown, and he dropped it. So, you know, hey, I don't know, he regressed. He became for the first couple of years, he was great for us. But
oh, boy,
he started,
he was.
You know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I thought it was very interesting. I was, as soon as I heard the news, I was like, wow, Diggs is gone. Wow, they ate that cap, because they ate some money this year. I think it's 30 mil. But then I read where Houston, soon as he signed, they said they must have had the deal done before then. They said, we're going to give you all the money up front, here's the deal. He's like a one-year rental.
Okay.
For 21 mil. So I think the word's out about Mr. Diggs, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? If he kept his mouth shut, but no, I can't say that either, man. 7 games when we went on that 6-0 run that we needed to do last year, he had 12 catches.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
12
cow.
Catches.
I just know he's had some big games against us, and I'm just, I said to Woody, I'm happy to see him out of our division, you know, have to play him twice.
No, I agree.
You know.
But I tell you what, if they use him right and everything works out, Houston just got really, really good.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That team's scary good.
They are.
But, you know, he probably will work out there. You've seen more than, like when Diggs come in, you said when he was first there, he was there. Then he gets comfortable, starts running his mouth, and now between your quarterback and him, there's something in there that isn't liked. And they said, we're getting rid of him before it takes over too much. I mean, we don't know the inside story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at Kincaid, well, you know, you guys are not familiar with the Bills, but like all the second string guys, as far as catch percentages, it skyrocketed. You could tell that Allen was like, he had enough. Like, okay. He was targeting the rookie, the two-year guy, Shakir, who hopefully is going to, you know. But it definitely, I mean, right now we're kind of showed a hand. You know, we're definitely going to be drafting a wide receiver. There's no question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's but here's another thing, too. Don't forget, we got a second-round pick for him, okay?
Okay.
All right. San Diego, when they got rid of Keenan Allen, they got a fourth.
Wow.
Think about that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Bean, in a way, said, okay, I'm going to eat 31 mil, got to get him off the team, and he's still got a second-round pick.
Yep.
San Diego sent him to Chicago, and Allen had no, like a head case. He was not complaining about anything.
No.
And they only got a fourth.
Yeah.
So Bean did his homework. He did, you know, trust me, I live in Patriots land, and everybody's been tuning me up. Oh, you guys lost Diggs. You're going to suck. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys better read the fine print before you diss us, you know? Real quick, I still think you guys are going QB. I don't think you're moving.
I
really don't.
Right. No, I agree, and I think it'll be a mistake, but.
Yeah,
that's me.
I don't know, man. Your defense is pretty solid. There's plenty of wide receivers. Next year's draft class blows, and you're going to go in a year with Brissett? No. Kraft ain't going to put up with that, especially when you're sitting three, and there's some really good quarterback. Maybe you drop back and grab that guy from Michigan, but I really think he might not even be there because they're saying now he's moving up. You know, it's going to be great, man. I can't wait. I always take the Friday off after the draft because I'm up late.
Do you watch it with the numbers, man? Jesus, he's right into it.
It's good. It's good, man. I renewed my tickets. I didn't want to, but I did.
Oh, good man. Good man.
Well, Hutch, we got to go to a quick break. Appreciate the call, and everything's going well here. You set us up big time, and the breakfasts are great.
Great place.
I know. Take care, guys.
All right.
See ya.
603-843-8623.
Give us a shout. Bam!
Amber, here we are. We're talking baseball.
Welcome back to the Sports Bus.
We can take another call.
We got time.
Yeah, we're excited about the Red Sox, but we're guardingly optimistic with they haven't been playing the iron. And I told Woody, we'll see, I guess, when Baltimore comes to town for the home opener in that series. And we got the Blue Jays and the Rays coming. And, yeah, it'll be a eye-opener, I guess.
Isn't it?
We got to beat the bad teams before we worry about beating the good teams. So.
This is true.
You got to walk before you...
You got to play who's on your schedule, Tobin. I'm full agreement with that.
Yeah.
A W is a W.
Yeah,
it really is. And we're 6-2.
There you go.
And we could be 2-6.
Yeah.
Or 1-7, you know, so I'm thankful for,
Take them all. We're getting closer to that 85 every day.
85, that's right. That's what we're shooting for.
So we got a pretty good, we got the Masters opening up.
The following week, yep. That's kind of, for me, the real sign of spring.
The Masters.
The Masters. You know, when the Masters come and it's starting to get a little bit better around here, and you watch that, and they got all the flowers and everything blooming down there, and it's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always pretty special.
And I'll say it again, Bob. Yep. I say it every year. I just want to rip a 9-iron through them begonias down there.
I always think of you. Always think of you. If you got in there and started flailing away, that would be priceless.
Who's this guy? Get him out.
And imagine Rich got to play there. He said it was in the late fall, but when one of his former players' grandfather was like one of the founding fathers, and when they pulled in there, he's got like the number 3 parking spot.
Really?
They have the names, and Rich said, and it was a stake, and that's where his grandfather parked. And it's like, whoa, this guy's serious, you know. So,
is that course, does the public play on that, or do they have the Masters and it's over?
Masters and the members. I don't think...
Just members play on that course?
Yeah, I don't think you and I could just go down there and get a greens fee and get a tee time.
Right.
Yep, yep. And it's pretty exclusive. And I think, like Rich said, to belong to it is...
Big money.
Big money, yeah. Yeah, it's real exclusive. So, but it's a beautiful layout.
Yeah.
You know, when they show it on TV, my God. I'd love to go there sometime just to walk the course. But a friend of mine, you know, who his son-in-law is Keegan Bradley, and he's Bob Stacy, he's been there, and he said, that's a tough course to walk.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ups and downs. It doesn't look it as much on TV, but he said, that's why they said about Tiger getting worn out, you know, trying to play that. But there's a lot of, that's tough walking on that course. So,
can you call Keegan and get us put on the pass?
Well, he gets a lot of calls for sure. But yeah, I would love to go some year.
Why don't you try it?
Well,
someday.
I should, you know, but I'm kind of not like that. You know?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm
no,
not,
I get it.
But you know, but it would be fun. I'd like to go even their practice round.
Right.
You know, it's where you could kind of walk and follow
talk
him.
Talk to him.
Follow him, talk to him, and all that. That would be fun, just to see the whole course, you know. But, yeah, but like you, I think of you all the time with those flowers getting in there with your 9-iron. That would be hilarious.
Well, we're coming up on the end of it again for another week, Bob. Hopefully, probably by next weekend, we won't be looking at this white with all the nice weather coming in. Enjoy the nice weather, and it's probably over. But until next week, don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagons. Have a safe week.
Over.